नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
Protests were held across Kashmir on Sunday as tensions simmered ahead of Monday's hearing in the Supreme Court on a batch of petitions challenging the validity of Article 35A, the article which was added to the Constitution by a 1954 presidential order, accords special rights and privileges to the permanent residents of Jammu and Kashmir and denies property rights to a native woman who marries a person from outside the state. Senior Congress leader Shashi Tharoor on Sunday questioned why Prime Minister Narendra Modi readily wore outlandish headgear during his trips across country and abroad but shunned the Muslim skullcap. Tharoor, who was addressing a seminar with the theme Standing Up to Hatred, Violence and Intolerance in Contemporary India, said that he has been seen in various kinds of hilarious extraordinary outfits but still he always says no to wearing a skullcap. Why doesn't he wear the color green? Days after a helpline number of UIDAI mysteriously appeared, showing on smartphones of hundreds of users, the UIDAI on Sunday said people with vested interests are trying to tarnish the image of Aadhaar by taking advantage of Google's admission of its mistake. The UIDAI on Sunday said vested interests sued Google's inadvertent act on its helpline number to create fear and tarnish the image of Aadhaar. Away from the glitz and glamour of Tinseltown, filmmaker Shriram Dalton is on a padyatra for the last 3 months to spread awareness on dying rivers of India. Dalton embarked on the journey from Mumbai on May 15 with scores of supporters. Braving blistering heat for 82 days, the group reached Bhopal on Saturday to highlight the issue of commercialization of water and people's rights on land, water and forest. A year after the citizens of Bengaluru opposed the construction of a steel flyover, protests are brewing against the ambitious elevated corridor that plans to connect four corners of Bengaluru. While the project promises to save more than 9,000 crore rupees by cutting congestion, the flip side of it is that the felling of scores of trees has left the activists fuming. A day after Trinamool Congress delegation was allegedly manhandled at the Silchar airport, the party decided to keep up pressure on the government over the exclusion of 40 lakh people from the final draft of the National Register of Citizens in Assam. The TMC on Friday decided that it would send another team of senior leaders to assess the ground reality of the state after the publication of the NRC draft. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day ahead.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.